Ever notice how life's best stories don't happen in your living room? They happen on the open road, out on the water, or parked under the stars. At Progressive, they get that you want to focus on the experience, not worry about the what-ifs. That's why they offer quality insurance designed for your ride, whether that's a boat, RV, or motorcycle. Adventure with confidence. Visit Progressive.com and see how easy it is to protect your favorite way to get away. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mel, welcome to Cat on the Loose.
Thank you so much for having me, Kat. I'm so excited to spend this time with you.
I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to LA. I'm very appreciative of your time because nothing like doing at the studio, right? So much better than video episode, than like Zoom episodes. I love it.
Exactly. Well, the energy is different. The vibe is different. I can feel the energy. Yes. We met in the parking garage and I was like, and then we both wore yellow.
Yes.
I was like, that's not coincidental either. No.
So let's start with that because I am huge. I'm obsessed with the word energy. I'm obsessed with energy. I cannot believe I didn't do an episode about energy before. So I have 10 million things I want to talk to you about. So let's do this fast and furious. Let's start with the caller.
Okay.
I am a huge believer that certain colors just spike up my energy. So
absolutely.
I came in character. If you guys are listening to the audio episode, please make sure you go to YouTube, Cat on the Loose Show, so you can see what we're talking about. But I'm wearing both my favorite energy colors, red and yellow, because I wanted to like explode.
Yes.
To me, that makes a huge difference in how I carry myself, how I feel, how I vibrate. Do you think that's like true or it's just something that we believe in, or does this really make a difference?
Well, two things with that. Number one, your belief system plays a huge part, right? So you're your own hype woman, like, oh, I'm putting this on and it's making me feel confident and beautiful and ready to show up, which is elevating your energy.
Yeah.
But from an energy perspective, a couple of things I did notice is the red we associate with the color of the root chakra, which is at the bottom of the tailbone. So very grounding, very powerful, very bold, which I would say definitely is your personality in a great way. And then yellow we associate with our solar plexus, and that again is a very powerful color. So you nailed it today with that color combo.
Yeah, so red for me, like you probably noticed, I always have red nails. I'm obsessed, like red nails and red lipstick. I have tried to, even my nail lady, she laughs because she's like, let's put pink, let's, and I'm like, I've tried, but I feel declawed. I feel like it takes my energy away from me if I don't have something red in me.
Right.
You know? But and then if I have my nails, I feel like, okay, this is...
I'm here.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. And you just breathe it, you live it, you vibe it.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely a frequency.
So how some people, for example, most women, they wear black all the time. And of course, we all love black, right?
Sure.
I'm obsessed with black because it makes us look great. It's classy. It makes anybody look thinner. But a lot of people say that, you know, you send, especially like if you follow the Chinese culture, right? They said this year is the year of the horse, the year of red. But Chinese say never wear black. Even in Brazil, Brazilians, black is the color of funeral. So you don't see a lot of Brazilians wearing black in their everyday life.
Yeah.
Do you think that could carry some weight in how people live their lives? Like a woman that, I have a friend that all she wears is black all year long.
So I know a few people that they just seem to be more subdued in their color choices. I think it does go back to the vibration of they're looking for maybe to be a little more grounded, or maybe that's the way that they feel more comfortable. for them to showcase their energy and their personality, because some people think of black as also very powerful, right? We have like the powerful business suits.
Yeah.
So it could be, I think it really just depends. Like for me, I chose the black shirt to go with the skirt, yeah. But the skirt's like, yeah. We're here to
exactly.
Party.
Exactly. It's very happy.
So it's all whatever I think uh-huh. That person is perceiving it as well.
Yeah. I do feel, by the way, I am guilty of that a lot. Like sometimes I find myself, because I don't have a lot of time, so I just grab the first black little dress, LBD, mm-hmm. La, da, da. And then I'm like, okay, Catherine, stop. Let's right. Start wearing other things because I don't want to get this black vibe in my sure. Life. Do you think that's a good idea to maybe try to switch it up?
Yeah, absolutely. Just play with it. I think all of that, again, is just you showcasing your personality. Mm-hmm. Or like any time that I do black, let's say you're going to wear all black, I would always go with like a pop of color, like a turquoise yeah. Or something like that, just to showcase a little yeah. Extra pop of that frequency.
Yeah, I love that. Now, let's talk about energy in people, because mm. For me, that's also a huge one, especially now in this phase of my life. I don't know if you know my story, but I was in a horrible marriage, la, 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 long story. That's how the show started. Mm. Nowadays, I'm in my happy phase, right? I'm working, I'm enjoying, I love doing the show. I'm very peaceful, very peaceful. Yeah. So I'm obsessed with good energy. Mm-hmm. So if I meet someone... Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's like if they text me, if they call me, if I see a photo or if I meet them in person. If I catch the vibe that this person is negative or bad energy, and I can't really put my finger on what, I mean, what does it mean bad energy, right?
Right.
I think it's something personal you're going to tell us. I immediately, I'm like, I don't have nothing to do with this person. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be around people with bad energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So many questions within that. The first question is, do you notice that in certain people? And if yes, can they change? Is there a little secret? How can someone go from bad energy to good energy? Mm-hmm. Or some people are just born with bad energy and they carry that forever?
That's a very loaded question. I'm trying to unpack that one.
And it's even more loaded, but I'm trying to split it.
Okay, so let's start with the first question, yeah. Which was... Does somebody just have bad energy yeah. Or how do they get through the bad energy?
Yeah.
Let's start with the positive. How do we move forward?
Right.
Right. So a lot of things can happen to people in their lifetime. You know, your story in particular, right? It's a heavy
yeah.
Hitter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of women, especially that have went through, unfortunately, a lot of what you have as well.
Yes.
So I call that instead of trauma. I've switched it because, again, to me, everything is a mindset and a frequency. I've decided to change the verbiage from trauma to emotional imprints because for
love
me,
that.
Personally, what happened is when I thought of the word trauma, that kept me rooted in the past when I was looking forward to really drive my energy and my life in a forward direction.
Mm-hmm.
So emotional imprints is what I now use. So when people have these emotional imprints, that is an energy, a frequency that stores in the body. So we talked about Chinese earlier.
Yeah.
Chinese medicine, they believe, and I do as well, that those emotions store in different places of the body.
Mm.
So like, for instance, the liver houses anger, the spleen is worry, the lungs, grief. Mm. So when you have people that maybe they have these different ailments showcasing in the body, it's interesting when you start to do the uh-huh. Peel back the onion approach and really identify what is the root cause of these. So for people with this heavy, loaded, bad, bogged down energy, is they kind of have, I call it like a clogged drain. So they can do different things. That could be mindfulness. That could be energy work, acupuncture. There's many different forms, Tai Chi, yoga, to move that energy, to process those emotional imprints. So like for you, when you went through your situation, were there certain things that you leaned on to help move through all of that?
Yeah. So for me, funny enough, it was doing the show, because mm-hmm. when I started the show, it was right when COVID hit, right? I was sitting in this tiny, tiny, tiny apartment. I was completely broke. I was completely alone. I didn't have any family. Like, I'm not kidding. My family members ran away in the middle of the night because they didn't want to help. Mm-hmm. I was like helpless. And then I started venting. So if you listen to my episodes like from 5 years ago, you're like, oh my God, who's this person? And as I was venting and I noticed, oh my God, people are there listening. Women are relating. Everybody has some kind of...
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses, starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250. But with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Z-E-N-N-I.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Pain they've been through inside. Absolutely. I kept going and going and going. And as I was going and going and going, that was my therapy. Mm-hmm. And so I would go back and listen to an episode. And that did a lot of good. I was started healing. But of course, I always say healing is not overnight, right? It's not like snap your fingers. Like for me, look, it took me 7 years to get here to this happy place. But I was willing to do the healing. Mm-hmm. And I feel that a lot of people, and I know some of them, I always joke that I look at them and I see this little dark cloud on top of their head.
Yep.
Like they walk and there's a little dark cloud. I feel some people don't want to get out of dark cloud. They just want to be miserable.
They do.
Do you agree?
Really do. I absolutely agree. In my practice over the years, I've had clients that they've said that they've wanted to make the changes. And I can tell from their energy body that they really don't. You know, and it's a sad thing because I've seen the mega transformations that can happen in people's lives.
Yeah.
But to your point, they have to want to do the work. And I've also realized not everybody wants to be helped.
Mental health is a subject that is incredibly close to my heart. A few years ago, I lost my mom. She took her own life. And then about 2.5 years ago, my brother-in-law took his own life. These experiences changed my life forever and taught me just how important it is to seek support when you're struggling. The truth is, life can be overwhelming. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, grief, relationship challenges, stress, or simply feeling stuck, reaching out for help can be one of the most important steps you take for yourself. That's why I'm so happy to be partnering with Rula, a company that helps people find quality therapists and mental health professionals who will fit your needs. Rula makes it easier for you to connect with licensed providers and supports a wide range of mental health concerns. If you've been thinking about taking the first step, if you've been thinking about talking to someone, consider doing that today. You don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. Rula's patients typically pay $15 per session when using insurance. Connect with quality therapists and mental health experts who specialize in you today at www.rula.com/cat. That's www.rula.com/cat. Remember, your mental health should not have to wait.
That is
and
so
that
true.
And that is so hard.
Yes.
So hard.
That is so true. My husband was a good example. He made millions of dollars and nothing in the world made him happy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We could be in Monaco at the best hotel in Monaco. He was drinking in the room, miserable, complaining about his past. And I think, you tell me if you agree, it's key to changing your life, turning your life around, turning your energy around, at some point you gotta let go of whatever it is that happened to you. You just have to let go.
That's really difficult for a lot of people.
Yes. So how do they? I know, because they're gonna say, but how? He broke my heart. She did this. He did that. We, in my case, I was abused. In other women's case, it's even worse, right? My sister, her husband committed suicide. My sister saw her husband, he shot himself in the head. So when I thought my trauma was the worst, hers is so much bigger that I feel like, you know, protected over her. But the people that don't want to let it go, is there anything you could say, any recommendations, suggestions, encouragement that they could possibly change their mind?
I mean, I would definitely encourage someone in that particular situation to explore different modalities. When you find yourself, it's like, I have this vision of a cyclone, right? They just sun up, sun down. It's kind of Groundhog Day. And they just have to get out of that cyclone. So maybe if their friends or family members are noticing these characteristics and these patterns happening for this person that they love, that they really want them to get out of this rut, maybe they need to be the one to encourage them. But those types of people, and I have some of those in my family, it's, I don't know that they're ever going to change because they don't want it.
Right. So is it okay?
It's free will.
Yeah, I agree. So is it okay to just say, you know what, I can't deal with, because nowadays that's what I do. I feel I've already been, and I'm super honest about it. I'm like, listen, I've been through hell and high water. It's a freaking miracle I'm alive. I don't want to have anybody bad energy around me. I don't care who you are. I'm just like, I try. And then I'm like, okay, I cannot deal with anybody. You know, people, even like smaller things, like there's some people, they wake up and they complain.
Right.
It can be the sunniest day.
Yep.
They're healthy. They're walking around and they complain about
just
something.
Pessimistic about every single thing.
And I'm like, I don't want to be around you.
Yep.
Is it bad to cut someone to protect our energy? Do you think it's too radical?
So, no. It's very important that you know that. You recognize that.
Yeah.
I am a huge proponent of boundaries. People know that about me. Mm-hmm. And over the years, as I've deepened my practice and my energy work and my mindfulness, I don't have time for that because it does. It bogs down our energy. And not to get too scientific with it, but from a quantum physics perspective, we know that we are comprised of tiny particles called atoms, right? And those atoms are constantly emitting and absorbing energy. So energy truly is contagious. And that is why. So it's scientific.
It
it's not woo woo. And so
when
you walk out into the world, like as soon as you and I met, it was instantaneous. I was like, oh my gosh, we're fast friends, right?
Yeah.
Or to your point of what we're talking about as well, when you have that negative Ned or Nancy, they're just bringing the vibe down and that is contagious.
Right?
And then, but you also may notice, and this is something also to touch on, not just people that we know, but interactions that you have with someone, like let's say the grocery store, you walk past someone and they were kind of like snooty to you and you just were like, oh, they just, they had bad vibes.
Yeah.
And then you were positive when you walked into the store, now you had this interaction and you go out to do the rest of your errands that day and you're like, gosh, I'm just feeling a little drained and I'm feeling a little crabby. Like, why all of a sudden? Because that was an energy exchange and now this person's energy is stuck to you. So let's do a quick exercise.
Yes. How do we unstick that?
How do we unstick this negative energy?
For me, honestly, I lock myself in my house with my dogs.
Dog medicine is always the best.
Or I take Phoenix on a really long walk and they get my end. I swear to God, that's what works.
They do.
But tell other people, maybe people that don't have dogs, what do we do?
Yes. So there is actually a Japanese technique called Kenyoku.
Okay.
And in English, it's translated to dry bathing. So you just take your right hand to your left shoulder.
Okay.
And you sweep down your arm.
Ooh.
And then left hand, right shoulder, sweep down the arm.
Really?
And then left hand to shoulder, cross the body to the right hip, sweep down, and then opposite, and then sweep down. And I give a little flea flick because, like, a little extra, like, ah, go just away make from sure me. Oh, like God. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's so like, what's
that is
the
a Japanese technique, dry bathing. But dry in Japanese, bathing. It's called kinyoku.
I love that. I'm going to start doing that.
And you will notice, you will feel a difference. I've had people reach out to me on Instagram that they're like, oh my gosh, Mel, I actually do feel a lot better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe, maybe, I don't know if you're probably not going to think I'm crazy, but I know a lot of people think I'm crazy. When you get in this place of being so happy, so fulfilled, so content with your life, I almost see like an invisible shield around me. Mm-hmm. Like my energy is kind of, and this shield gets bigger and bigger and bigger around me, which means it gets harder and harder and harder for people to like break through and actually affect me.
Yes.
Of course, it happens sometimes. You know, sometimes I lose my cool. Sometimes I do get tired. I do get affected. But it's really hard for that to happen. And I literally see this shield, like, because nowadays I know my positive energy is so powerful.
Really
and again,
is.
It took a long time for me to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. But I think if you get to this place, and I don't know how you see your energy or if you kind of believe in what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
But I think the more positive energy you have, the harder it is for people's negative energy to affect you.
It is. And it goes back to like training a muscle. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the more that you train yourself of like, I am going to see the good in this negative situation. It's there is neuroscience behind that where you are retraining your brain in the neural pathways to see the good instead of all the bad. But again, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, the free will and to make the choice to want to see those things.
Yes. Bravo. And since we are doing a live on TikTok, let's talk about social media for a second before we talk about energy and dating. Because
that's a lot of energy.
No, because I know a lot of people, of course, you post something, they're always the trolls, the horrible people. Oh my God, if you guys saw the comments I get. But I think, and again, that's because of my positive energy, I think someone that takes time out of their miserable lives to leave a nasty comment to someone they never met, they are probably very unhappy, miserable, going through something tough. So it's their 2 seconds of like discharging their negative energy into you. So I don't get personally hurt by it because I know a lot of people get really hurt.
They do.
I kind of like, I send them a lot of love, a lot of light. Yep. I always put a positive comment. It can be the worst comment. I'm like, oh, sweetheart, you know, I'm sending you some. And they get this, many times they get even more irritated.
Yeah.
Because I'm responding with kindness and love. But that works for
That's
me.
That's a them problem. That has nothing to do with you.
But what would you say to everybody out there that really gets hurt by the negativity that social media brings?
For me, and what I've really learned over the years is I've called it the keep your eyes on your own paper. And you're not going to make everybody happy.
Yes.
And that's okay. You know, I really had to come to terms, honestly, this year of I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Shame on them. They're missing out, you know, and not everybody's going to like me. And that's okay. Not everybody's going to believe in what I do. And I'm like, you do you. I'm going to do me. It's working for me. So it's really one of those going back to the frequency of we have to choose if we're going to allow that comment from this complete stranger that doesn't know us, that they're just miserable in their own company and we're not joining that company. We're not going to let them bring us down. And we are human. And I mean, you know, they say sticks and stones and, you know, the words won't hurt me. And I'm like, yes, it sometimes it does, you know, but that's okay. So if you get that comment, go back and do your kinyoku.
Kinyoku, guys.
Wash
yes,
it off.
I love
and
that.
Move on.
Yes. And listen, I hear, especially younger people, they're like, oh, I'm going to take a break from social media. I can't take the backlash. I'm like, why are you care about the backlash?
Right.
You know, if somebody's paying that much attention to your work that they're going through the trouble of leaving comments, like you said, they're increasing your engagement.
Right.
Your enemies are always watching.
Right.
Right. They're always creating fake accounts. Yeah. Oh, let me see what Mel is doing.
Right. Thank you, algorithm. Yeah. Exactly. We appreciate the haters.
So instead of going away, like do your thing,
do your
thing.
Do use your that thing. To fuel your fire.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe, I mean, depending on what the comment is, like maybe that's something that you confront and you're like, hey, this was an energy exchange and this is what I did, you know, to combat that and use it for more engagement, more content.
Another thing that really bothers me, and this really bothers me, is when I see TV shows, I understand understand they make money, but I just cannot understand the cat. And as you know, these reality shows like The Housewives, they're calling each other the most horrible names.
Yeah.
They're fighting with each other. They're trashing each other. They're putting each other's dirty laundry on camera. And, you know, and people, and mean girls, like very successful girls, yeah. I don't want to name names, but girls that are making millions of dollars fighting with each other on social media. She did this, she did that. And I'm thinking like,
what are we doing?
The world is such a tough place as is. I think women should unite. Even if you don't like a woman, move on. But if you like her, support her. If you don't like her, move on. But being catty and
I don't
trash,
like that.
Right?
I don't like
Isn't
that.
Isn't it painful?
It is painful. Mm. And I think as women as a whole, we've worked so hard to really elevate ourselves in society. So it's total nonsense to just continue to want to drag each other down.
Right?
Let's continue to build each other up. As you and I were talking earlier before we started recording, is there's room for everyone.
Oh my God, yes.
In podcasting, in my energy world, I love, nothing makes me more proud. And I have so many of my Reiki students that have launched their own businesses and they're super successful. And they are the first ones to tell you I'm right there cheering them on, helping them get their business out there, because all of us are unique. All of us bring a different energy.
Yes.
And that's okay.
I love that you're saying that. And I agree with you 1,000,000%, because like I was saying to you, when my husband died and I lost all my assets, I had to start my life over. I swear on my mom's soul, everybody turned their back on me. Mm-hmm. Everybody, even my closest friends, my relatives, everyone. And I remember I said, I am never going to be this person. Mm-hmm. I am never, ever going to be this person. So now, like you said, with the show, and by the way, much bigger shows than me, mistreated me, treated me like shit, gave me the worst interviews. I don't care. I always say, I'm never going to be this person. Yeah. So when the smaller shows now come to me, mm-hmm. do you want to be on my show? I'm always like,
supportive.
My doors are open. If there's anything I can do, because like you said, together we grow everybody's business. We are so much stronger.
Right.
Right?
It makes me think of the Gandhi quote, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah.
Right. And you really become a leader and people admire and look up to you. And it's really important to set that precedent. So it creates that ripple effect for other people to latch on to that. And again, that's putting the good energy out. That is honestly raising the frequency of humanity. And we need that.
I know.
Keep going.
Yes. I was going to mention to you, I don't know if you watch it, but you know, I watch it because I like knowing everything's going on, the Housewives. I watched the Beverly Hills Housewives because I live in Beverly Hills.
Sure.
And there is a new girl. Her name is Amanda Francis.
Okay.
She's a self-made multimillionaire. She sells manifestation courses online.
Oh,
she has
her
a
and
book.
I need to be friends.
She has a book called Rich as Fuck. She's fabulous.
Okay.
And the other girls, because she's the new girl, oh my God. The other girls are like
ostracize her.
Calling her name, like going after her business. And she's very poised and she's very eloquent and she keeps her cool. So the entire season, I'm watching these older ladies trash this younger girl and like attack her business. And one of them called her like, oh, this is such fraud. And she's like very calmly defending herself. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I understand everybody wants to make money and TV is a massive platform exposure.
Sure.
But when I see like women doing that to another woman, talking about energy, that's one thing that really affects my energy. Although I know none of them personally.
It just gets you fired up.
Yeah, it gets me like, oh, I know. I don't want to watch. This is so painful.
Right. But I do want to say, what was the gal's name with the manifestation?
Amanda Francis.
Amanda. So Amanda, I don't know her.
Yeah.
But I already love everything about her.
Yeah.
Because what she's doing is she is truly embodying her work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that maybe in the background she's not getting upset, but I can tell you that she has done a lot of work and energy and mindfulness to really ground herself, to hold her composure.
Yeah.
And that, again, takes work like that muscle. So kudos to her.
Oh,
because she's really exuding what she embodies.
I loved. And that's what I try to do with negative comments, with anybody that leaves a nasty message on my feed, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to like not that affect
right.
the rest of my work.
Right.
But somebody out there listening, obviously there are people that I'm going to lose my cool. I have blood in my veins. I don't care. I'm going to call you. But if you call me a name, I'm going to call you. If you call me a bitch, you're right. a bigger bitch.
Right. No. Right.
What would you say? Like, is there a training to get to this point? Like, to not let this affect you as much?
So the first thing that I really work with people and what I've done is understanding your internal dialogue. What is your mental landscape and mm-hmm. having that awareness? And so when someone, I still get triggered. I've been doing this for well over a decade. Uh-huh. And there's still days that I'm like, that's one of those days. Or that's one of those people that just really gets under my skin. And you know, I had a conversation with myself not long ago. And I said, you know what, Mel? Every time you let this person affect you, all that is doing is giving your power and your energy away. Yes. And I've worked way too damn hard to allow that to happen. I'm in control of that. So once I had that conversation with myself, then I was like, just kill them with kindness. Going back to the comments, yes. right? Just kill them with kindness because they may not even know what's going on, or maybe then it just pisses them off more, right? And they're engaging and yes. they're just, but again, they're giving their energy away and you're like, I'm good. Yeah. I've wrapped that up and put a pretty bow and I've tucked it away and I'm moving on and I'm staying elevated and positive and grounded and confident in who I am.
Yeah, I love that you said that, take your power back, because that applies also to dating, for example. We hear that a lot, right? Someone has a broken heart and they're like, I'm done. I'm never going to date again.
Right.
And I'm thinking, whoever broke your heart, you're giving that person this much power
exactly.
over your life
yep.
that you're like, I gave up on finding love. I'm never going to find love. I think the way you take your power back is by finding love again, being even happier than you were with that person, right?
Right. But it's also, I would say, don't sweep it under the rug.
Mm.
Because from an energy perspective, like we were talking about earlier, it's going to bog down your energy. So let's say, for instance, someone really did have heartbreak, because unfortunately,
most
that's a common
us,
thing.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
of us have had heartbreak yeah. at some point in your life, whether it was your teenage years yeah. or later. And so understanding that you need to process that. It's not just lifting up the rug and sweeping it under. So processing it may be journaling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge advocate of like journaling and then writing a letter to that person. Maybe you have a little ceremony.
But don't send it, right?
Don't
send it.
No, don't
write
send
a letter,
it.
Burn no. it.
That's what I was
gonna... Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Zenni.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
Say, and I love working with the energy of a full moon. So I'll have this little ceremony of something that I'm looking to release, and you can write this letter, and then you can put it in a fire safe bowl, or if you have a fire pit or whatever it is for you. And then I release it to the universe, to God, source, whatever it is for you, and just let it go. Mm-hmm. And that I have found, and not type it out. Writing is, again, moving that energy through. And you would be so surprised, Kat, how extremely powerful that is. And again, it's giving your power back because you're letting go. Because when your energy is bogged down like that, you're not allowing that room in your heart to attract the love that you were really seeking. So you've got to let that go. You can't just keep it in a box. And then again, I'm a huge proponent, obviously, because it's what I do and what I've seen work for a lot of people, of Reiki, again, acupuncture, different modalities, whatever it is that resonates with you. But it's important to move that energy through your body.
Very interesting. As I think, do whatever works for each one, right? Mm-hmm. Just don't give up on love.
Right.
Because I think if you say, oh, that's it, I never want to have this, my heart broken again, I never want to give somebody a chance again, you are giving that person that did something horrible to you your power.
Yes.
Right?
And the other thing, it makes me think about when I met my husband, which was wild that that was like 18 years ago. And he, I know, I saw your eyes get like,
no, because
what?
You look so young.
Yeah. So he was 19 and I was 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'd went through a heartbreak to our point, and I was like, you know what? I'm just ready to boss babe. I'm climbing the corporate ladder. And I was like, I'm only going to focus on me. And I think that, and literally the day that I said that to the day I met my husband was a month.
Wow.
And so we had our first date on a Monday, we're official by Friday, and moved in together 6 weeks later and been together ever since.
That's awesome.
And so I think it's important too that when you are going through this heartbreak, you're processing, but you're focusing on you, not making anybody else happy, not seeking external validation, but making yourself happy. And because again, it's the energy. When you're happy, those atoms are emitting that out and you are going to pull into your sphere and your orbit that positivity of the love that you were really seeking.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I love that. And I'm a huge believer that the more you love yourself and the more you love your life, the more you have going on, the bigger are the chances that you're going to attract the right people into your life.
Absolutely. Reaching pure contentment with yourself is so, so powerful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about dating because I saw something you posted online, but I don't remember the exact words, but you did mention something that I completely agree with you. When people are single, and I'm not judging anyone, by the way, but when people are single, and I know a lot of women date a lot. In my case, I'm like, I really take my time.
Like too long take time?
Yeah, like sometimes I'll literally, like last year I went the whole year without dating.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm like, you know, I take these long breaks, but that's me, you know. Yeah. I call them the man diet, the dating diet. They do me a lot of good.
That's okay.
But a lot of people, and I have girlfriends like that, they're like serial daters. And guys as well. I have a guy friend, OMG, he needs your help. Because he goes through, he dates. He's like, I want to be in a relationship. But in the meantime, like his apartment is a revolving door of women. And he's having sex with many, one woman after the other, one woman after the other. It's not that I'm judging these women or even him, but I think sex is probably, if not the biggest, one of the biggest exchanges of energy.
It really is.
And you mentioned something about that, right?
Yes.
So what is your opinion on doing this sex dating over and over and over again?
Well, I never lived that life, so, I don't know, right? But everything I know is from energy, and from an energy perspective, you are correct. That is a massive energy exchange. And going back to what we were saying earlier, let's say you just hook up with this guy or gal and they have the negative energy. Now, guess what? You were all positive, and then that energy is stuck.
Right.
And you may start to notice, like, unconsciously for a while, like all these things start to happen, and you were positive and you had doing great at your job, and then things start to fall to the wayside and all of that. That's because that energy is lingering now in your energy field.
Yes.
So, I mean, again, I'm not judging. I'm with you. You do you. But from an energy exchange,
it's not, I know.
It's not good energy hygiene.
And I will go even further. Like this, I using this guy friend as an example, right? I always think about the women. I'm thinking, oh my God, if these girls knew, because they meet him, and a lot of women do this. Of course, we all want to be in a relationship with a successful, rich, good looking guy. Okay, he's all of these things. So every girl he meets, one date, two dates, he invites them over to his apartment. They're like, oh yes. But they think they're the only one. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking in my brain, he's my best friend, by the way. He's like my brother.
Okay.
I'm thinking in my brain, oh my God, I feel so sorry for these women, because they don't know there is energy in his bed. There is energy in his body. Right?
All this, I'm like,
I know, you're like, I wish you guys could see her face now. But what I would say to women is, before you make this decision, oh, he's my guy, he's the guy for me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe do your due diligence a little bit more, because that's how men are. And
sure,
I'm not saying all of them, but that's how men are. They will.
Sure.
Guys don't think as sex the same way girls think of sex, right?
Right.
So I think a lot of women get tangled up too quickly with guys. Mm-hmm. In that sense.
And I know, obviously, I don't know your friend, but what keeps coming to me.
I'm going to connect with him. Okay. Trust me, he needs your help.
I'll look forward to his call and working with him. But what is coming to my mind for him, too, is just like, is there a void?
Okay. There is a void.
So it's not even just like, I needed this is like a pleasurable. It's like there's a void in his life that he's looking to fulfill.
Totally.
And you know what? That comes across the board in many facets and relationships for people, too, that, again, going back to that contentment and being happy with yourself and attracting the right partner is filling those voids with the positivity and the way that you want your life to work. And this may sound a little like high school-y or to some people, but there's actually neuroscience behind it. So maybe this is for your friend too here, is I call it an intentional power board. And so if you're looking to find love, let's say you've had the heartbreak or you've left a terrible relationship and you're ready to move on and you're looking to create this life, you can create an intentional power board and you can put positive affirmations, images, maybe you like whatever, if you're like the white picket fence in the house and all of that, or you want to be in Santa Monica or wherever, then you put this on your board. And what it does neurologically is it trains your brain to seek and to capitalize on these opportunities that are bringing you closer to your goal.
I love it's
that. It's not waving the magic wand, but it's a constant mental reminder.
Yeah.
And I do this every year for my personal goals, but certainly in a relationship situation where you're really looking to attract that, maybe it's I'm going to commit to fitness because maybe you're going to meet your love at the gym and then you're going going to go on runs together, run on the beach, or whatever it is that you like to do. But you're priming your brain to grasp those opportunities. So an intentional power board is really powerful.
Okay. Done and done. I'm going to start mine today.
I want to see your power board.
I do. I never did a power board. I do do, and I suggest that for everybody, I do a non-negotiable list. Mm. Like I make a list of things that I absolutely, I know the things I want in a partner, but I know things that I never want to accept in a partner ever again. Mm-hmm. So that's very easy for me. Like when I meet someone and whatever, like a heavy drinker, mm-hmm. because I was married to an alcoholic, I'm like, I never want to be around a heavy drinker ever, ever, ever again mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. So if I meet someone who's a heavy drinker, I'm like, okay, bye. You know what I mean? It makes it very easy for me. But I love the idea of making like an intentional board.
So it's interesting from an energetic and mindfulness side of what you said is I don't want a drinker, right? Yeah. So instead of putting on your board, I don't want a heavy drinker. Instead, we're focusing on, I want someone who focuses on a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. Yeah. Because all of that, right? That's a frequency. We're being mindful of this energy that we're attracting and bringing into our sphere.
Totally. So let's say someone was dating the wrong person or was dating my friend, a lot of girls in Beverly Hills. And it didn't click, it didn't work. For me, like when I'm dating someone and it doesn't work, because of what you said, right? I suck in that energy of, oh, what was I thinking? Why did I have sex with that guy? Big mistake. My reset is I need a long break. Mm-hmm. I need a long break to regroup, to get my energy fueled strong again.
Right.
That's why I take long breaks. But I know a lot of people don't do that. Any suggestions how somebody going through a difficult breakup or difficult separation, how do they reorganize their energies?
Mm-hmm. Again, going back to those practices that we touched on earlier, you know, the journaling, focusing on you, focusing on your mindfulness, focusing on your energy, focusing on just what makes you feel good. It's interesting that you talked about like retracting almost like I see you as like a hermit with your dogs.
I am.
And I'm the same just from a different perspective of energy. Like if I've been around a lot of energy, everybody will tell you that really knows me, I have to have time to decompress.
Yeah.
So my quiet time, my mail time is a non-negotiable. And even being a busy mom now and entrepreneur and everything that I do, I still have to make time for that so I can show up and be the best version of me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think everybody should carve in me time, right?
Yes.
Even like you said, if you're a mom, married, kids, family, work, everybody should figure out something that helps you chew and decompress.
Right. And what fills your cup?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a spa day kind of gal.
Yeah.
That's great. Or guy. Love that too. But I think that's really important of just fueling your own fire and do what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Pickleball is all the craze. If you love pickleball, go play pickleball. Because guess what? When you're not looking for your partner, that's when you're going to find them.
Yes.
Like,
I agree.
Stop trying to just force everything.
Don't try too hard. I think try too hard. But don't be desperate, right?
Desperate.
I think that's the
word.
Desperate. There's a big difference between wanting a partner and needing a partner. And I think a lot of people notice the desperation.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's not a good look for anyone.
It's not cute.
Yeah,
I don't agree.
Now, last but not least, before I let you go, I could talk to you for 5 hours. Definitely going to invite you back. So if we meet someone, I know you said at some point we got to let it go, but you meet someone and you kind of like them, or maybe it's a girlfriend that you really like, or whoever it is, and they're always like, oh, you know, I'm not making enough money. He cheated on me. And you feel like they're really negative. Do you believe in your heart somebody really with negative energy, really negative, can actually change and all of a sudden be a better person?
It's not all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We live in a world of...
We
live in such an Amazon Prime era, which I do love my Amazon Prime, but we want a quick fix for everything.
Yeah.
And so...
Sometimes it takes a long time, right?
Sometimes it does.
But how long should we put up with somebody's negative behavior? How many minutes?
Like... Come on. Because like this is someone we're dating and they're negative?
Well, I wouldn't date someone negative. period. But even like if it's your friend, you know how sometimes you have a girlfriend and she's like, it's Monday. She's like, oh, it's Monday. Or of course, I understand finances are a huge problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But instead of trying to work more, they're like, oh my God.
We're complaining about it instead of doing something.
They're always complaining yeah. instead of doing something about yeah. it. How long do we put up with it? How many times do we cheer them on until we're like, you know what, dude, come back in 5 years.
Yeah, right. Get your shit together and come back. We'll be friends then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to have those boundaries. And you may start to notice when you're doing a lot of this mindfulness and energy work, when you're raising your vibration,
uh-huh.
those lower frequency people, the doom and gloomers, they're just going to start to fall off. Because they're not going to be able to hang
right.
with your good energy. Yeah. So it may, your energy just may do the work for you.
So we send them to you. Can you fix
send them to me? Send them to
you
me.
You guys heard, if anybody out there has a pal, a friend, a boyfriend, a neighbor, whatever, a sister, a brother, like this little cloud, I almost see the
cloud.
It is
the black cloud. You're absolutely right.
I have
right.
a neighbor, I understand his wife cheated on him a year and a half ago. It was horrible. He kicked her out. Mm. It's horrible, horrible. But to this day, like, you know how the weather here in Beverly Hills is pretty freaking fabulous, right?
Yes.
It's fabulous. And you look at it, hi, what a gorgeous day, right? He's like, no, it's too hot.
Oh.
No. Right?
Like an Eeyore.
Yeah. So I was nice to him for a year and a half. Now I'm like, I cannot deal with you anymore.
Right.
I just can't.
Right. Instead of just the energy exchange of the yeah. words, you just do a little...
So you can fix them, or you can try.
They have to want it. They have to want it.
Yeah, they have to want it.
Yeah.
You just said it
and
all.
And the clients that I work with, I give them homework, energy alignment
yeah.
homework. And so, again, it's that muscle memory and going back to that. And you have to train
yeah.
yourself. It's not just energy. It's mental.
Yeah.
Every thought you have creates a frequency that's communicating with the cells of your body. Every emotion you've experienced and continue, which they say we experience up to 400 emotions a day.
Wow.
That's a lot of processing
yeah.
for our energy field. Your emotions are simply energy in motion.
Yeah.
So I think when you start to flip the script of like, I'm just living and existing, uh-huh. to actually having this awareness of truly being and living,
yeah.
you make different conscious choices.
I love that so, so much. Where can people find you? I'm going to put the link here on this episode,
okay.
but do you want them to go to your website, Instagram?
Yeah, I love Instagram. That's where I'm most active. It's
yeah.
just at the Mel Braun, last name spelled Braun.
The link is here, guys.
Yep. So I love connecting. Ask all the questions. Like you, I can talk about energy and everything forever and ever.
And
we will have to connect again. This was
yes,
so much
1,000,000%.
I just loved this. And thank you
yes,
for having me.
Thank
Such
you.
A beautiful studio.
Oh, thank you. It's always a team. We don't do this alone. Beverly Hills Content Creation Studio. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Dan, for being behind the cameras. We did TikTok live for the first time. I'm like, try to grow my TikTok. Because
yeah.
same. I'm huge on Instagram. I haven't done TikTok before. But the TikTok crowd is so cool because they're so engaged. So
but
I'm having so much fun with you guys. Thank you for participating. And thank you for being here. Enjoy your time in LA.
Thank you.
It was a huge honor having you here. Thank you for driving all the way. And hopefully we'll do part two.
I love it. Until next time.
And
thanks again.
You're very high energy, by the way. I love your
oh,
energy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You have a beautiful smile.
I've worked hard for this energy.
Same. Nobody's going to take it away from you. Look at my invisible shield.
That's right. Her aura is expanding
yeah,
as
huge.
We speak.
It's huge. Thank you, Mel. You're amazing. Guys, be safe out there. High energy.
Yay!
See you soon. Bye.